He's announced a big new restructuring of both Royal Bank of Scotland and Lloyds, which has been some time brewing, amounts to about £40 billion of government money going into the two banks, some of which we knew about before, a lot of which is new. In return, he's extracted some promises on bonuses. And simultaneously, the EU has demanded that both institutions sell off large chunks of themselves in order to satisfy state aid rules and promote competition. So all these three things are swirling around at once. But the key thing here is the government is putting an awful lot more money into the banking system.
Why do they need more of taxpayers' money?
Well, both these banks were in limbo for a few months. If you remember, there was sort of two stages to this. First of all, they've actually collapsed in the autumn. And then in February, the government sort of put a stopgap measure in, which was basically they announced what was called the Asset Protection Scheme. And it was to try and ensure some of these banks' worst loans. Should all the loans default, the government would step in. Now, the problem was that the devil was in the detail, and the amount of money they had to pay the government for this insurance scheme took months and months to negotiate. Effectively, what we've had yesterday is the end of that six-month process to try and hammer out exactly who owes what. Now, critics have said today is also an acceptance that the asset protection scheme announced back in February just simply didn't work. What's happened is Lloyds has come out of it and has had to raise money in another way to compensate, and RBS has had to renegotiate the terms.
And what kind of shape will this lead the banks in? You know, does it protect them from similar problems that happened earlier in the year?
Well, there's two big changes structurally. One is the EU ruling on splitting bits of themselves up. So RBS will have to sell Churchill and other bits of its insurance arm. They'll have to sell several hundred branches north and south of the border. The same with Lloyds. This amounts to about 10% of the British banking industry that's going to have to be put up for sale. So these might seem small in comparison with the billions that we're throwing, but it's quite a monumental day, really, for restructuring the British banking industry. The aim is to create more competition, have more names on the high street, more people able to offer loans. The other question you ask in that is this enough to stop these banks going bust again? I think the answer is yes, in the sense that conditions have improved a bit and they are less at risk of going bust than they were. But ultimately, the state still stands behind both banks, and if they get into trouble again, we're going to have to put our hands in our pocket again.
And what about the conditions on bonuses? I mean, is this what we've been wanting the government to do as regards bankers' bonuses?
My personal view is not. It's a start. They've said basically that neither Lloyds nor RBS can pay bonuses in cash for the moment. RBS had got into a bit of trouble from trying to sort of attract new staff to its investment bank with guaranteed cash bonuses. So to that extent, that'll be closed down. It leaves RBS with a recruitment problem. I mean, this is another big issue. But really, these weren't the banks that were paying the huge bonuses. It's all sorts of other banks in Britain, Barclays or Goldman Sachs. This is where the return of the bonus culture has really caused a stink. And nothing that's been said will change that.